All right. We're at day 30. Woohoo! Of the I Frankenstein writing project. Okay, so I watched it last night. I watched it earlier than usual. I didn't leave it till the last thing I do in the day, which is what I usually do. I watched it kind of like shortly after I got home. So this time, nothing sparked at me. However, I realized that I hadn't like thought about the actual story in a while, and I was wondering maybe I could do a little retconning with this story. So I looked back at kind of like what the actual story was. I looked more at like the play I had seen. That's the most recent version of the story that I had been familiar with. And I'm trying to figure out like if I could make... So my theory now is that... well, not my theory, but I guess the... I want to think... So it says... Okay, the book says that like I guess he's going to make Adam a companion, and they keep saying that he was going to do that, but in the book he does it, he's about to do it, and then he just like takes it back, like he kills her, and they imply that in the book. In the play he like makes her and then he kills her, and so I guess I'd always kind of thought he was distrustful of humans because of that. And I guess he was, but I don't know, I like to think that he had a companion somewhere, and that maybe he thought she was coming back. I don't know, maybe that makes him really sad. I wish they had gone more into it now that I think about it. I mean, they did talk about it, but I wish they had kind of, like, gone into it more. So I think it would have been even better if they had kind of shown her more. I just wish they had done more of the Frankenstein stuff, because that's interesting, the like doctor stuff. I think that would have been really interesting. Like, the book has a lot more like pathos, and like he controls the doctor, and he loves the doctor, and he hates the doctor, but in the movie he just hates the doctor. So I think he does hate the doctor. I just wish they did more doctor stuff. I mean, I think would have been cool if they like brought the doctor back and he was a demon. That'd be awesome. Second thing, okay, that wasn't as rich of a theory as I thought, but it adds more to it if you think about, like, how sad this creature is. Second of all, the gargoyles, I was watching this, the gargoyles are the worst. They literally are so mean to, they don't do anything nice to him the entire movie except save him. They didn't really say, no, they don't do anything nice, period, because I was going to say they save him at the beginning, but they don't, because he saves himself at the beginning. They don't really do anything. I mean, all they do is keep taking him from places. Like, he's not on their side, and he keeps, like, stealing him from whatever place he's at, or yelling at him, or tying him up, or starting to kill him. Like, they're awful to him. And I think, again, I think this movie would have been 100% better if he had gone with the demons, because the demons are like on his wavelength. They are nothing but pretty much nice to him. Like, they don't try, like, if he had just gone with the demons, they appear to not want to do anything except make him a demon. Like, they, and is that so bad? I mean, he just, at the beginning of the movie, I think he would have been fine with being a demon. I think that would have been nice. I think would have been cool if he kind of like joined up with the demons and wanted to, like, I don't know, do stuff with them. And then, I don't know, it just seems like, I don't know, I just find this movie very frustrating, because I think it would have been 100% stronger if they had just allowed him to, like, because the demons are basically like, we're gonna make you a bunch of friends, and you won't be alone, because all these guys are monsters, and you're a monster, and you'll have a bunch of monster friends, and everyone will be happy. And I think that would have been nice. And then, no, because the gargoyles are the worst, and they're like, you suck. They said right up until the end, I don't even know if she thinks he doesn't suck at the end of the movie. It's basically, she's like, you're a monster, you suck, I hate you, you're full of rage, I'm gonna kill you. And then the gargoyles are like, you're cool. You're the best. Love you. I want your whatever. Because they don't appear to need... They need him for various reasons. Never for sure. Because at the beginning of the movie, there's no way they needed him for scientific research. They weren't going to do that. I don't know what they needed him at the beginning of the movie for. And then as it goes, they need him for either one to study, which I don't know how you would study him enough to figure anything out. And then they need him because he has the journal. And then they want him, I guess, to just make him a demon. Like, that's all they wanted him for, which seems kind of a waste of time. He's making, what, one demon? A lot of work for one demon. And then one guy's like, I've been following him for 200 years, so I know what he does. He's done, like, one thing in 200 years. He doesn't do a variety of things. He left for 200 years and he came back. He's like, he always comes back. I'm like, yeah, well, I guess the 100% of the time he's come back, which is one time, you're right on the money there, honey. So, yeah. Anyway, I still think he should have gone with the demons. I think he would have been way happier. Okay, so that was watching. It's the movie drives me crazy. Writing-wise, I wrote about 1,000 words. So I got them up to the interview. Just kind of digging in more the fact that she's kind of manipulating him by making him appear sick on the interview, which is going to make her look better, make him look kind of weak, which is the position she wants him in, so she can kind of manipulate him a bit more. And yeah, that's about it. I mean, I wrote some in the interview, so it's with 2020. I made up a person that she's interviewing, because I didn't want to do like a real interviewer. I feel it's kind of distracting. And they're just talking, like, he answers one question, kind of about, like, how he's doing. He's doing fine. And then she'll be answering the questions just to kind of make them look strong, make her look good, things like that. So that's where we're at with the interview. I ended with the interviewer asking about, Hugo's defense, which is going to be that he was crazy. And then I haven't quite decided how big a part they are going to have in the Hugo side. I think fairly good part, like size part. But I don't want to like tell too much right off the bat. Okay, so that's where we're at. Okay, so I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.